Coming to a comfortable seat or posture for stillness. We'll begin a meditation using the instructions for the body as open space and the body as a vase or container for the breath. And this practice begins, as always, grounding the body in the here and now, and the mind in the body. So there's the sense of the posture being stable, conducive for stillness, conducive for energetic brightening. It's particularly helpful in this kind of practice for the spine to be long, whether lying down or sitting up. But you might find the instructions for the vase breathing a bit easier or more intuitive if you're sitting up or standing up, because there's the sense of the breath pouring down into the body. But you can do the practice in any posture. Finding the bright, still posture, connect with the breathing. And just entering the space of concentration, focus, relaxation, letting go of the stories and the business of the day so far, whatever is here in the heart mind, lingering from other parts of your life, lingering from the past, recent or far. Feeling the body in its posture and the breath flowing. Begin turning attention to the shape of the body. So this starts with posture, knowing where the limbs are, the posture of the spine and the torso. As we have a sense of the shape or outline of the body, bring to mind the image that the body is hollow. So the sense of taking up the space that the body takes up, but the sense of there being no obstruction, no solid blockage or matter filling the body, but the body like an open field of space, maybe like a balloon. And somehow I always imagine it more like open space between the planets with some starlight. And you can hold this as an image in the mind's eye. Just the tracing of the boundaries of the body, the shape of your body, and inside is open space. Or you could hold it as a somatic sense, that you can feel the boundary of the skin touching the air around you. And then everything inside that, instead of interpreting as sensation in flesh, you interpret as energy in open space. So all the sensations of breathing and the vibrations of the body, even the sensations of mood and emotion, you understand as like waves of energy in open space. Take a bit to explore and stabilize this image and felt sense. And then holding that image, that felt sense of the body as hollow, as open space. Bring in again the sense of the breath moving. And imagine and feel now that the breath pours in through the nose and down into the torso, as if the torso is a vessel. And the breath pours all the way down to the bowl of the pelvis and the hips and fills the open space of the body from the bottom up, filling the low belly, solar plexus area, filling all the way up into the ribs, to the upper ribs. So this can mean a long, slow breath, gradually filling the torso from the bottom up. And on the exhale, emptying from the top down. So the upper chest releases, then the lower chest and diaphragm, and then the belly and low belly. In-breath pours down into the body, filling. Exhale pours upward, streaming out, emptying the vessel. Find a rhythm for this vase breathing, breathing into the vase or vessel of the body. Filling and emptying the open space of the body with prana, breath energy, chi. And bring the attention close to the movement of the breath. So you're really tracking this movement all the way down into the body and all the way out, and stay with it through the whole cycle. Find a slow rhythm, the long breath that's not so long that there's strain, but not so relaxed that the mind wanders away. And allow the energy in the body to brighten, the energy in the mind to brighten with the brightening of the breathful body. And with this long breath, we'll begin to track the breath in 8 parts. The beginning, middle, and end of the in-breath, the pause with the torso full, the beginning, middle, and end of the out-breath, and the pause empty. Filling the vase slowly, emptying slowly, tracking through the whole cycle, and beginning again. We'll continue in this way. And you could continue with this long vase breath for the whole meditation, allowing energy to permeate the hollow body, to just fill the space of the body with the brightness of the long, slow breath. Or if you feel like that's too much energy or you want a mellower field, just relax the long breath into more of a medium, softer breath. You can still pour it into the body and out. Or you could let go of the vase entirely and just rest with a soft, natural breath, breathing with the sense of the body as open space. Find a rhythm of breathing and settling the mind that feels best for you. And we'll practice in silence together. to finish our sitting. I'll chant the qualities of the Triple Gem. Tonight, let's do this one just as an ornament for the end of the meditation. So staying in the space you're in, you might, as a kind of closing, let go of the image of the hollow body, let go of the long breath, and really just settle, relax into the body and heart and mind, the world around us as it is right now. Let everything rest in the presence of what is. The qualities of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha as the great refuges. So letting the old magic spell wash over us as we sit together in our vast circle on the earth. Iti pi so bhagavarahaṃ sammā sambuddho vinja charana sampanno sugato lokavidu Nutaro purisa dhammasarati sata deva manusanam buldo bhagavati suakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi pasiko opanaiko pachatang vedita bovinyu iti supati vannam bhagavato savaka sango Ujupati panno bhagavato savaka sango Nyayapati panno bhagavato savaka sango Sammichipati panno bhagavato savaka sango Yadidang chatari purisa yungani yata purisa pugala esa bhagavato savaka sango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakhineyo anjali karaniyo anutarang punyaketang loka sati.